Thanks so much for leading us in worship. Really appreciated that. My name is Ken Burkholder. I'm here to represent the listening committee today, and just mention the other people that are part of that group: Jennifer Erickson Morales, Jim Laverty, Noah Kolb, Lisa Rand, and myself. And our charge has been to listen, as our name implies. What are we hearing? What are we noticing? What are we observing throughout the day, as well as what are the lingering questions and what might need further attention as we go on from here. Challenge to summarize that here in a few minutes, but I'll do my best in doing so. And the one word that keeps coming up, and we said if we tried to kind of sum this all up in one word, the word humility. I think that's a word we've heard a lot today. And is certainly a key takeaway for today, that word humility and exercising humility. A lot of affirmations. I mentioned the meaningful worship. Just an overall good, positive spirit here that we've sensed today. Warmth, laughter. I don't know if you've noticed that. And quite a bit of laughter throughout the day, sense of camaraderie. Observation that it seems pretty non-anxious, not a lot of anxiety as we began today and then throughout the day as well. That's an observation from our group. High level of respect. And I think back to Mike Clemmer, your comment in your devotional or in your opening words, looking for the face of Christ with those with whom we disagree, feeling like that has happened here today. That and of course we want that to continue to happen, but looking for the face of Christ. For those that like numbers, there are 86 people here today, give or take a few, but that's kind of a rough count. More than signed up, about 36 of those are credentialed leaders. So just that's more of just to give you kind of a little bit of the breakdown for those that are here. Another positive, just the high level of engagement around table groups. That's been an observation of ours and certainly a positive thing. The presenters, thanks to each of you, Laura, Terry, and Dennis. Again, a lot of affirmation for the presentations and just observing the level of listening among the group and engagement around the presentations seemed fairly high. And I think a high level of interest in what you presented. Some very helpful principles and teaching. Again, the question how we keep working at this, how we apply it practically, is the challenge for all of us. One person on our listening committee said, one way we can all do that is to take what we've learned here today and to take it back into our communities and share this experience with our communities. That's one practical thing that all of us can do. Another observation, just again, the experience of being together, just the value of this being together, hearing each other, listening to each other, no matter what we may have, these principles that we learned or have taken away, just the value of that in being here and how far that goes. Words that we heard a lot today, certain words. Humility, I already mentioned. Priesthood of all believers. Voices. Mercy. Trust. Danger. Community, and Holy Spirit, that we've heard those words a lot today. We made the comment as a committee, we might put different spins on those words. They might not mean the same thing to everybody. Even the word humility can be seen different ways. But these are some of the words that we've been hearing a whole lot. We noted the word sexuality we did not hear a lot of. I think it was maybe mentioned some around tables. We tried to get to a lot of the tables, we didn't get to all of them, but noted that word was not mentioned a lot. Not sure what to read into that is, and kind of some question of how much that is underlying a lot of what we're talking about, but that word was not mentioned much today. A couple other observations. It was noted that those persons taking the lead at tables, kind of the first to speak, again, maybe not true of every table, but this was noted. A lot of white male intellectuals. That was a note. That was an observation. The question: how well are we really listening to each other? How well that happened around tables? I think, some positive things there, but also some examples of, are we really, truly wanting to hear each other, especially those with whom we disagree? Kind of this longing for respect and listening, but I still want to have my point of view. And holding that intention, wanting to hear each other, wanting to listen, but I believe this, and I want to have my point of view, and kind of holding that intention. What do we do with that? The question, how does our personality and worldview affect how we look at Scripture? We maybe touched on that a little bit, but our own personality, I think Dennis, as an example, kind of saying an engineering background, and some of us maybe wanting things a little more black and white, others more okay with ambiguity. How does our personality and worldview affect how we look at Scripture? The importance of listening to a convergence of voices, past and present, again, with humility. The question, how do we attempt to work together rather than just say our view? Again, this kind of this tension between having firm convictions, but really listening to those who may have a different point of view. Some close with some further questions, areas that might need ongoing attention. You know, we're spending a lot of time here today looking at interpretation, how we interpret Scripture, and the importance of that, and the lens with which we do that. But kind of we talked about the acknowledgement of how many people in our congregations are really opening up their Bibles. We can talk about this all we want, but the reality is, how much do people open up their Bibles? How well do people know their Bibles when the comment was made, the new normal for active attendance is once a month, once a month at church, and people coming from a variety of backgrounds. So just kind of recognizing that, and how do we get people to engage Scripture more in our congregations. Laura talked about the marginal voices. I think an ongoing question would be, who are the marginal voices? Who are the marginal voices? And there could be a lot of different answers to that question. The role of leaders in interpreting Scripture and listening to the different voices within the congregation. Again, the role of leader, this imagery of the choir. And the comment was made, you still need a director in the choir. Is that the pastor? And how does a pastor direct, lead, listen, pull out the different voices, making sure the voices on the margins are heard? Not easy to do, and how do we keep working at that? And what's the role of leaders in that? What do we do when we disagree around interpretation of Scripture, that being an ongoing question. When we disagree and have different interpretations, what do we do with that? And how do we handle that? I think I'll leave it at that. Thanks again for your participation. Thanks to the listening committee, who helped a lot as we compiled and tried to summarize some of these key themes that we were hearing. Thank you.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, it's been a good day. I have 20 minutes to I do really appreciate everyone's cooperation, and I think most of what I was thinking about sharing has already been said, but I do want to say that continue to pray for all of those who have been putting time and attention into keeping us moving forward with a strategic platform of how we will be working together as a conference. The board and staff continue to think and try to plan ahead so that we can be out in front of the so-called inevitable. And I do also appreciate the fact that there were a lot of young people here. Some of them had to go, but I think we would have had quite a few folk under 40. So that's. I beg your pardon.
No, all
Oh, she's old, under 45. Under 45. but just before I just close with a word of prayer, I just, you know, again, continue to pray for the wisdom, not only of just the Franconia Conference, but for the church, as we are in a time that really is about what it means to be the people of God and how do we honor him and how do we present ourselves as a witness to one another and to the world. And so I want to encourage us to keep talking together, to keep praying together, to keep believing together, and continue to learn what we can about one another, about ourselves, and about God, and be faithful to that which we have claimed to believe. And I want you to just hold on to that and much of what you've heard today. I'd like to ask you to stand for a word of prayer. And by the way, someone mentioned that I seem to be sitting away from the crowd, but I actually had what's called a rotating table group. So people came by and sat with me, so I had an opportunity to sit and engage with about half a dozen people or so, which was a good opportunity for me. Why don't we just have a word of prayer as we leave. Father, we thank you so much for what we've been able to experience here today by being together in this place. We thank you for how we've heard your voice in different ways, and yet, Lord, we leave here still together as the people of God. Help us, Lord, as we go forward, as we come together tomorrow in our different places of worship, that we would first and foremost do all that we do to bring honor and glory to your name. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we, as your people, would experience a fresh anointing. We'd experience a fresh appreciation for what it means to be called the people of God and what it means, Father, for you to be faithful to your promises. May we go forward today, keeping our hearts and minds open, allowing the Holy Spirit to continue to speak to us, not only from what we've heard today, but from whatever place God feels is needed in each of our hearts. We do ask and pray these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for coming.